Your hometown pharmacy. UT Health Science Center College of Pharmacy alumni transform healthcare through independently owned businesses. Story by Nathan Ball. Narration by Jason Moody. A lifeline to the underserved in Memphis. In downtown Memphis, amidst an unexpected summer downpour, the ShotRx mobile clinic stands outside the hospitality hub, an organization focused on ending homelessness in Memphis. The rain intensifies as people wait in line under pavilions and pop-up tents, and ShotRx workers help them complete the necessary paperwork. UT Health Science Center student pharmacists administer vaccines to some of Memphis's most underserved citizens from within the sanctuary of the Blue Van. ShotRx, founded by pharmacists Ted Lyons and his wife, Marika Lyons, addresses healthcare gaps in underserved areas that struggle with low vaccination rates and limited access to healthcare. Ted Lyons greets each patient by name in the blue RV that serves as a mobile clinic. The atmosphere resembles a reunion more than a vaccination drive. My role has been always to interact with the community, give education, help build relationships, and get people healthy, he says. Memphis faces significant health challenges, particularly among underserved populations at high risk for chronic diseases and poverty exacerbated by limited healthcare access and healthcare education. ShotRx addresses these issues by delivering care directly to people, educating them, and fostering trust within the community. There's no one way to do it, so why not change the model? Ted Lyons says. ShotRx provides primary care, counseling, wellness checkups, and education. We can do everything in the community that we do in a clinic, he says. This accessibility is vital for Medicare patients, the unhoused, or individuals with limited mobility. The mobile clinic brings comprehensive care to their doorstep. We're inching our way into becoming a provider, he says. This is another thing that says, hey, look what pharmacists can do. Healthcare where it is needed. Across Tennessee, independent pharmacies like ShotRx represent the entrepreneurial essence of healthcare. While independent pharmacy owners encounter challenges akin to those faced by any small business owner, the autonomy afforded to these pharmacists enables them to innovate, adjust, and foster vital personal relationships in the constantly changing healthcare environment. UT Health Science Center College of Pharmacy alumni are harnessing this entrepreneurial spirit to transform pharmacy services throughout Tennessee's varied urban and rural regions. Preserving a legacy of service in Cross Plains. College of Pharmacy graduates Jeremy and Sarah Felker purchased Thomas Drugs in 2022, a more than 100-year-old staple in the center of Cross Plains, Tennessee, from fellow pharmacy alumnus Dan Green and his wife, Debbie, a registered nurse. The Greens managed the pharmacy for nearly 50 years. The original checkered floors feature a well-worn spot from years of foot traffic. An old-fashioned soda fountain continues to serve sodas and award-winning ice cream. Thomas Drugs is already historically original. Our job's to keep the history alive, Jeremy Felker says. We're committed to preserving Thomas Drugs' history of serving the community with a servant's heart. Thomas Drugs is improving community medical care with local physician Teresa Williams. This partnership, enabled by a collaborative practice agreement, allows the pharmacist to provide services such as blood pressure screenings and vaccinations and to provide medications for minor ailments. This increases local access to care, saves patients time, and reduces the burden on local healthcare facilities. There's so much that we as pharmacists can be doing to support our patients, physicians, local providers, and nurse practitioners, Jeremy Felker says. Leading personalized care in Manchester. Manchester, Tennessee, just an hour outside Chattanooga, is known for its biking trails, waterfalls, and the Bonnaroo Music Festival. In its center, Baker Brothers Drugs has stood since 1928, originally housing the community hospital. Today, many older patrons fondly remember when the hospital was operational. Pharmacist Sarah Adams is now the owner of Baker Brothers Drugs. She has preserved the pharmacy's historical charm with vintage decor viewing it as her mission to honor the area's healthcare legacy. "It's like walking into a museum," she says. Her journey into pharmacy began when her mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Taking on caregiving responsibilities from a young age sparked her interest in the field. After graduation from the College of Pharmacy, Adams returned home and purchased Baker Brothers in 2021. Adams recounts, "A patient told me recently, 'You know why I prefer you over other pharmacies? When you hit a certain spot in the store, someone already greets you by name and asks how you are.'" Adams values the loyalty of her patients and offers personal and attentive care. She says, "I aim to be someone my patients trust to advocate for them." Continuing a caring legacy in Murfreesboro. Founded in 1973 by Milton and Sylvia Beckman, Beckman's prescription shop in downtown Murfreesboro, Tennessee, served the community for more than 50 years. Their son, Keith Beckman, and his wife, Shannon Beckman, also both College of Pharmacy graduates, officially took over the shop in 2021. "We aim to recognize every face and know every story," Shannon Beckman says. "And for those we've yet to meet, we're eager to learn about them, their families, and their unique journeys." The younger Beckmans continue the legacy of putting people first. They have partnered with local nonprofits like Community Helpers, which assists residents facing financial hardships. Through this and similar partnerships, the pharmacy is a lifeline to many in need. Independence allows Beckman's prescription shop to fully serve Murfreesboro without restraints, providing medical services like vaccinations or blood drives, and uplifting the community through teaching at local colleges or sponsoring local events and sports teams. "We aim to be here for another 50 years," Keith Beckman says. Providing care to rural West Tennesseans. Derek Holyfield, CEO of West Tennessee Farms, and his co-owners observed the decline of pharmacies in rural Tennessee, resulting in empty buildings and severed community ties with healthcare. Concerned about healthcare accessibility, they established West Tennessee Farms to create or reopen independent pharmacies in underserved areas. This network of community pharmacies serves towns like Alamo, Greenfield, and Medina, often as the sole pharmacy in town. Jenny Hopper, a co-owner of West Tennessee Farms and pharmacist in charge at Raines Pharmacy, attended the College of Pharmacy with the intention of running a community pharmacy to help small communities like the one where she grew up. "Knowing and calling my patients by name is paramount," she says. "Our goal is not huge profits, but to care for our community with compassion." Holyfield and Hopper and their fellow UT Health Science Center College of Pharmacy graduates and co-owners, Greg Emerson, Kelly Weaver, and Brian Whitby, exemplify this commitment. Holyfield says, "We invest in these small towns because they've invested in us. It's a very reciprocal situation. People want to come to us, and we want to be there for them. It's about building relationships with people."